Thank you. Thank you all so much for coming. So as Don said, today's concert focuses on a tour through the history of Western classical music. Western music history is usually divided into periods, the medieval period, starting from sometime way back in the Dark Ages and lasting until sort of 1300, 1400 or whatever, then Renaissance, and in the Baroque period, which is the period with which we'll begin our tour today, begins around 1600 and lasts until about 1700, 1725 or so. These designations as to when each period begins and ends are rather arbitrary, and some musicologists have spent years of their life passionately fighting with other musicologists about, you know, does the Baroque period start in 1600 or does it start in, you know, 1595? And obviously it's impossible to point to an exact day when it started. It's not like one day everybody woke up and suddenly they were Baroque, and suddenly they were all writing in totally different styles because the century had changed or because it was a new day. So these music historical periods are to some extent the stories that historians tell themselves to make it easier to get a grasp of the whole very complex and rich sweep of music history. But that said, today we start with the Baroque period. I chose to start with the Baroque period and not with an earlier period because the music written before the Baroque period doesn't work that well when played on the piano. I'm sure that instrumental music has been around at least since the caveman days, if not since the ape days, but no existing scores for, say, pieces written for bone flute survive. And even if they did, I doubt they would sound very good arranged for the piano.